All right, let's go to Citi Field in New York and bring in Alex Pavlovich. He covers the Giants for the Bay Area newspaper group. Alex, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today? Another early day for us, huh?
For you, yeah.
Yeah, it is. For you, at least it's getting near lunchtime. Hey, the batting order is out today and a little bit of a change. Michael Morse moves back a little, and Brandon Belt is ahead of him. What about that?
Yeah, I think it's a sign of both guys. He looked just fine last night. I mean, he didn't have any timing issues. He had a better night than any of the other Giants. I thought he looked like a guy who never got hurt this year. And Morse, on the other hand, has really struggled. I think Henry Schulman dug up a pretty good stat. The last 2 months, he has more double plays than RBIs or something like that. It's last 6 weeks, maybe 2 months. So it's, you know, it's a sign of the times right now. I think that when you're desperate to stay in this race, you can't really go too long with the guy who's not producing.
Now, tied for the wild card right now and a whole bunch of teams right behind them. This is going to be pretty interesting. Matt Duffy is in there today against Bartolo Colon, a strike thrower. No Joe Panic. What do you think about that?
Duffy's up here, and I think they want to give him a look and see what he does and see if they can get some spark out of second base. They've tried seven people this year and haven't really found a solution. So maybe the eighth guy will click.
Last night, we talked about it at length on the show and a lot of controversy about the ball that Daniel Murphy hit over Morse's head. You were there. You got a good look at it. Should Morse have had the ball? Was it a tough play? And even the play right after that, because after that, Peavy sort of unraveled. Take us through that inning as you saw it.
Well, I guess it depends on what the question is. I think should Morse have had it? Yeah, but I also think we've seen Michael Morse for, 100-plus games now, and he, somebody who provided power to this lineup and certainly was a huge boost early on, but defensively has been an issue out there. And I think that was a tough call on any other night almost. If the Giants have a 1-0 lead, if they're trailing, I think you probably see Gregor Blanco out there, and he makes that catch easily, and he probably makes the one on right too. But Morse was out there in a 0-0 game. Bochy wanted to get him one more at bat. He did get one more at bat late in the game, but of course didn't produce. So it was something that I don't think Bochy regretted. We asked him last night, and he said, look, it's one of my big bats, and I'm going to keep him out there. But yeah, certainly I think that was a catchable ball.
What did you think of Peavy last night? And of course, 19 up and 19 down. It was a weak Met lineup, or was it just Jake Peavy really dealing last night?
Well, the lineup is not great, but I think at the same time, Peavy looked like, his old self. I think the guy we've seen in past years, he's just basically down at the bottom of the strike zone and throwing strikes and working quickly and keeping his infielders involved. And we talked to Brandon Belt last night about playing behind him, and he said, it's just fun. You see him out there that intense and somebody yelling at himself and somebody who's working that hard, and it gets the other guys involved, and you want to do well for him. So, I thought it was a good start. It's weird because he said two here, and he's lost both of them, but both times it kind of went off the rails in one inning, and really that's what cost him. But I think for the most part, he's certainly going to be an upgrade over what they're looking at without Matt Kay, and I think he will help.
How do you like the matchup today? Madison Bumgarner, the kid, 25 against 41-year-old Bartolo Colon, difference in body shapes. And Colon going for win number 200 in his career. This is a game that I think will get a little baseball attention.
Yeah, for me, that's the best matchups in the batter's box. I think we probably have the best hitting pitcher in baseball versus the guy who provides, as much entertainment at the plate as anybody else. So that'll be fun. On the mound, Colon, he's always been tough. I mean, even though he's older and he's overweight and he's bounced around a little bit the last 2 years and had some issues off the field, he still goes out there, and what you're going to get. You're going to get a bunch of fastballs. You're going to get somebody who throws strikes and works quickly. So it's going to be a tough task for the Giants, but I think having Bumgarner out there certainly helps.
Yeah, good one. All right, Alex, I know you have to run. Any injury updates? I know everyone is waiting for Angel Pagan to come back. Hector Sanchez as well. Any updates for us?
Yeah, Hector went through a full workout yesterday. He took BP. We talked to him, and he was in a really good mood. I think, you've been around Hector a little bit and seen how much fun he likes to have. We knew he was kind of back to normal when he photobombed two of Henry's pictures the other day, and he was in the background there. So we kind of knew Hector was feeling all right, and we talked to him, and he said, yeah, I'm great. I'm pretty much back to normal. So it should be probably, I think, within the next few days we see some decision made on him either coming back up here or maybe doing a short rehab assignment. He certainly is the guy who could use the at-bats if they send him down to Fresno for three or four games. And then Angel, by all accounts, is feeling great. As we've talked about over and over again, I think we'll wait until we actually see him on the field. But it sounds like he'll be there probably not Tuesday, but maybe by Wednesday or Thursday in Milwaukee.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe Tuesday, but maybe a little bit later. Alex, Ishikawa got a big pinch hit last night, and Giants hit about 180 as a pinch-hitting team, sort of middle to the lower pack in the National League. Ishikawa save a spot for himself with all these maneuverings with that pinch hit?
I think so, yeah. I mean, that's why he's up here, to be that left-handed pinch hitter and be a veteran who can handle it. And it's, you know, one thing they've had to do this year because of their lack of depth is they've had to throw a lot of younger guys out there into that role. And Juan Perez, if you look at his numbers, I mean, a lot of it is because he's out there pinch hitting, which he's not used to. And Joe Panik's had to do it at times. Hector Sanchez has really been their main pinch hitter off the bench this season. So that's not ideal, and not ideal in August and September. And if you go down the stretch here, especially when rosters expand and things get a little bit tighter every night, Ishikawa is somebody who can maybe provide a boost there. It's something they haven't done well at all this year. And we haven't talked about it much because there have been a lot of other issues to talk about. But that's a big key late in the game. And last night it didn't get him over the hump, but
yeah,
you know, it certainly helped and was a good sign. And, yeah, I agree with you. I think he definitely kept his name in the mix for a bit longer.
All right, Pence 4 for his last 37, but we've seen that before. He's at the top of the lineup today, and he will get, you know, Colon isn't really a slider guy. I mean, you know, he's more a pump the fastball guy, so maybe Pence will break out of it today.
Yeah, we go through these stretches with him. You see him get just ridiculously hot and then see him go through these stretches where he cools off. But I think the one thing we've seen with him in the few years we've had him is that he can come out of it, you know, in one at bat and get going again. So it's a bit of a cold stretch, but I think Hunter probably at some point, if not today or tomorrow in Milwaukee, we'll kind of get it going again.
All right, Alex, thanks for taking the time. I know you're busy this morning. We'll follow you on Twitter at Alex Pavlovich. And of course you get another night in New York City tonight. How about that?
A rough life I have, Marty.
All right, enjoy it, and I appreciate you taking the time. We'll talk to you next weekend. All right, thanks.
All
right, that is Alex Pavlovich live from Citi Field in New York, breaking down the game for us today and a little bit of what's going on in the clubhouse. Bumgarner, Colon, we'll be back with you right after this on the Sports Leader.